Case is 8066. This is a case brought on the motion of the commission to consider the temporary and proper spacing for the development of an oil and or gas pool discovered by the Lyco Energy Corporation 25-2 Plummer Lindquist well located in section 25-161-99 Divide County. All parties interested, please come forward. Roger, would you raise your right hand? Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do. Please, Commission, my name is Roger Borchardt, P.O. Box 5006, Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm a consultant geologist with the firm of Harris, Brown & Clemmer, and I've been retained to represent Lyco in this case today. Berg Red River Pool was discovered in the late 90s, and Lyco initially completed the well in the Red River, and they produced about 10,000 barrels of oil out of it. And then they came back up and recompleted the pool in the Interlake, and produced the Interlake. Now Lyco desires to go back and produce the Red River again, but the original temporary spacing order has expired, and that's the reason for the case today. Now I was forwarded a bunch of material from a landman with Lyco, name of Joe Small, and I gave the notarized copies of their exhibit number one to Donna. Mr. Small has never testified before this commission before, but he sent up the notarized affidavit, a list of his experience, and a land map showing the ownership in the two quarter sections in question today, which are the southeast quarter of section 24 and the northeast quarter of section 25 and 161-99. Shows the mineral ownership under the two quarters, and then his exhibit A-2 shows the listing with addresses of the working interest and the mineral interest in these two quarters. Now my exhibit number two is a plat of a portion of a plat of North Dakota showing all the oil fields, approximate oil fields in the state. The major structural features are listed, such as the Nesson Anticline, the Billings Nose, Cedar Creek Anticline, and such. There's a box around the area where the Lyco Energy Berg Red River Pool is located. My exhibit number three is a 3D seismic map. This is the same seismic map that was presented during their spacing for the Interlake. And it shows basically a small 3D seismic structure that encompasses the two quarter sections in question today. This map is contoured on the Winnipegosa structure, but Lyco feels it represents the Red River structure also. The original Red River spacing map showed basically the same thing. Exhibit number four is a cross-section between the Lyco Plummer Lindquist 25-2 and the Columbia Lindquist 25-1, showing the Red River tops on this map. And the Red River, the A, B, and C, and the C laminated and burrowed are shown on this cross-section. Again, this is similar to the exhibit that was presented during the original temporary spacing hearing for the Lyco Red River, for the Berg Red River Pool. Now, exhibit number five is a list of parameters for the pool. The operator is Lyco. They're requesting a 320-acre spacing consisting of the southeast quarter of 24 and the northeast quarter of 25 and 161-99 in Divide County, with 660 setbacks and 1980 feet between wells. They're requesting spacing basically concurrent with the solarian spacing in the pool. The well was drilled to, original well was drilled to a depth of 11620 and perforated in the Red River from 11494 to 11505. And the well produced approximately 10,000 barrels of oil before being completed up in the interlake. It's a structural anomaly. The drive mechanism is a solution gas drive. The original reservoir pressure was around 5,248 pounds with about a 1,670 GOR for the well. The Red River oil is about 43.9 API gravity. Porosity is 10%. Net pay is 17%. SW for calculation purposes is figured at 30%. And this is based on logs. The pour point for the oil is 13 degrees Fahrenheit. Reservoir temperature is 244 degrees. LIHO calculates there's about 438,000 barrels of original oil in place and in this field, this pool. The casing on the original hole was 9 5/8 was set at 1,644 feet with 5.5 inch set to 11,670. The completion report for the well initially listed on the report as being completed for 63 barrels of oil, 3 barrels of water, and 63 MCF of gas per day. The current production as of June 3rd is 35 barrels of oil, 40 barrels of water per day. And cumulative production for the field is 52,400 with 87,000 barrels of water. Now, LIHO feels that there's about 35,000 barrels of Red River oil left, and they feel that it'll cost them about $58,000 to recomplete this well, or that's what it cost them. So they expect to get a return about $380,000 off of this project. Excluding the workover expenses of $58,000, this should give about a 6-to-1 return on investment. Now, exhibit number 7 basically runs through the economics on this. LIHO requests that, this concludes my testimony, I request that you accept these exhibits, and LIHO requests that the initial Red River spacing for the field be reinstated.
The exhibits are received. Any questions for Roger?
Roger, do you know how large the 3D chute was that's represented here on your exhibit 3?
No, I don't.
As far as the color scaling, down in the bottom left corner, is that pink or red in the very bottom? Is that showing another high, or is that continuing low?
You know, this is all the data that was presented to me. I don't know. You know, typical Red River chutes were blocks of 9 square sections, but this is all the information they presented to me.
As far as the white spot in the middle is depicting the high of the Red River. Okay. Thank you.
Roger, do you know when the well was recompleted back into the Red River?
I have production. The first production, I think, goes back to March.
This well has been on for temporary spacing for several months and continued. Do you know what was there production problems or why was the case?
Yeah, I've got the production's been really erratic on this well. It'll produce. It's not very good. It'll produce 1,100 barrels 1 month and 400 barrels the next month. And I think they've had some production problems with the well, although they did not actually express that to me. But just looking at the production that data that they provided me, it shows a really erratic production scheme here. And I suspect they're trying to decide whether the SIG was actually going to make any oil or not, you know. And they were going to have a spacing because they did produce oil, but I don't think they have any real confidence on what the longevity of this well is going to be.
You're asking to reinstate several of the original temporary spacing requirements. The 1980 between wells is something that we no longer do. Is LIHO wanting that?
LIHO
well distance?
LIHO has no intentions, at least what they've expressed to me, of doing any additional work here. So they're sort of going with what the commission feels appropriate on this, but they don't intend on drilling any additional wells here.
Is there a gas line in the area?
In the area there may be. I don't believe there's a gas line to this well, though.
Thank you.
Roger, do you know how they came up with the estimated remaining reserves?
Well, I can come up with that number running a volumetric and subtracting the produced already. I did that, and but they actually provided me with the number. But you can run it on volumetrics using sort of standard Red River recovery factors and the porosity permeability that I've given here, and come up with essentially the same number. But they didn't actually provide me with the calculations. They just gave me the economic printout, which shows them producing about 35,000 barrels of oil, remaining oil.
Roger, do you know what the status of the interlake perforations are?
I do not.
And are you recommending that this be put on temporary or proper spacing?
Well, the original temporary order expired. I think they'd be happy if you put them on proper, but I assumed you were going to put them on, and so did they, that you were going to just put them on temporary spacing.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Anything further, Roger?
No.
That concludes the hearing in case 8066. Next case on the docket is 8136.